Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Peah with Mishnayos Vav and Zion. Mishnah Vav says, Nachvi shekatzer esadehu va'achakach nisgayer, a non-Jew who harvests his field and afterwards converts. Pater min ha-leket, u-min ha-shicha, u-min ha-peah. He's exempt from the three gifts of leket, shicha, and peah, which would be the gleanings, which would be the forgotten sheaves, and which would be the corners of the field. Rabbi Yehuda machayev b'shicha, she'ein ha-shicha ela b'shas ha-imor. Rabbi Yehuda, however, obligates him in shicha, because unlike the peah and the leket, which become an obligation at the start of the harvest, shicha only becomes an obligation when the sheaves are bound. So we'll see in just one second why that is. The Bartonuro. Nakri shekatzar es sedehu, a non-Jew reaps his field. The Pasuk says regarding the gifts of Peah and Leket, when you harvest. This exempts when non-Jews harvest the fields. And similarly regarding shicha, it says, when you harvest your field and you forget a sheaf. So from this, the Rabbanan were able to say that a non-Jew who harvests his field and then converts is exempt, because when he harvested the field, he wasn't Jewish. She'ein ha-shicha el b'shasa imor, but Rabbi Yehuda says that he's obligated in shicha because that only becomes an obligation when it's bound into sheaves. U'b'shas imor miha ger haya, and he was already a convert. He was Jewish by the time he bound his grain. V'chayev b'chol ha-mitzvos, and he's obligated in all mitzvos. But the Rabbanan disagree with this logic. Why don't they accept it? V'Rabbanan svari, ha'ol v'ika shicha b'omer v'ika shicha b'kama, so there's a law of shicha, of forgotten produce, forgotten sheaves, when it comes to bound grain, but there's also an obligation of shicha when it comes to standing grain. And it quotes a pasuk that says you forget a sheaf in the field, and they tell us that this comes to include standing grain. So the law that applies to the standing shicha also applies to the bound shicha. And this non-Jew who wasn't obligated in the law of shicha when it came to the standing grain, because he was not Jewish yet, even though he's now converted, he doesn't become obligated in the law of shicha for the bound grain. Then halachic Rabbi Yehuda, and we follow the opinion of the Chachamim, not the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We don't split the law of shicha to say, well, it didn't apply on the standing, but it does apply on the bound. If it didn't apply at the beginning of the harvest, he's exempt from it, even if he converts in the middle of the process. Mishnah Zion. Hikdish kama ufada kama. If a person consecrates, he dedicates his grain to the temple. If he consecrates standing grain, and when he redeems it, it's still standing grain, chayev, he's obligated to give these gifts from his produce. Amarin ufada amarin. And if he consecrates bound sheaves, and he redeems them in their bound sheaves, chayev, he has to give these gifts from his produce. Kama ufada amarin patura. But if he gives standing grain and he redeems it as bound sheaves, he's exempt from these gifts. Shebashas chovasa haisa patura, because it wasn't obligated in these gifts at the time when it reached the condition that would obligate it. Let's take a quick look in Bartonuro and see why that is. Kama ufada amarin patura. If he consecrates standing grain and he redeems it bound sheaves, he's exempt. Demikra de matinan ktsir nachri, matinan nami ktsir hektish. Because the same pasuk that would exclude the harvesting of a non-Jew would also exclude the harvesting of hektish. The love ktsir chahu, it's not yours. So kutsrachem, your harvesting, it's not yours if it belongs to the temple. Uli inyan shicha, pligi rabbi Yehuda v'rabanan, behektish kama ufoda amurin. And in the case of somebody who consecrates standing grain but redeems bound sheaves, Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with the Rabbanan regarding Hekdesh, the same way they disagreed in the case of the non-Jew who converted in the middle of the process. That is the end of Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Join us tomorrow when we will continue this parak with Mishnayos Ches and Tes.